From time to time over the years, I've been accused of being on the far right of the political spectrum. I've also been accused of being on the far left. I guess it depends on what I've said or how it's been interpreted. I consider myself politically neutral. I can be liberal-minded, but I have conservative tendencies and NDP sympathies. Truth be known, I really don't care much for party politics at the provincial or federal levels. There's way too much doublespeak, half-truths, and exaggeration. Right now, I wish our premier would stop cozying up to Ontario's Premier Doug Ford. In person, Scott Moe appears to be a nice guy who has the interest of our province at heart. But Canada's most populous province has elected a guy whose first agenda item was to get revenge on Toronto City Council, which he thought didn't treat he or his deceased brother very well by cutting it in half during an election campaign, no less, and threatening to invoke our Constitution's notwithstanding clause that was never meant to be used for such things. Now he's attacking the federal government over the proposed carbon tax, which is his right. However, much like Donald Trump, he plays fast and loose with the truth. This week alone, he put forth at least two falsehoods about the federal carbon tax that, like Trump, his base supporters will believe. However, our premier should cut and run when Ford's BS starts flying, lest he get caught up in the mess. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.